My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, it's time for bedtime stories and reflection. So listen and enjoy.
Just in for the sense of the fact that we are scam busting, well, this is our segment, this is our tribe play, that at this segment right now, it's almost like when you watch a movie. When you watch the Fast and Furious movies, like the first one, where the guy was like had an emotional connection to Vin Diesel and all these guys that were robbing these trucks.
Right.
There was an as a human being, you have your emotional connection.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And at this point in juncture, right now, this point in time is where you go with it.
But which is why I also think there's a connection on the other end, Joe.
Well, the chat is agreeing with you, Joe, because they're saying his emotions are tied to it now.
No, they have been, but I haven't lied about
it. Like it, but sound like a bro. I'm sure there is. What's the end game?
But that's why I say I think the end game with my account has changed.
Mm-hmm.
I think at this point it has gone from the simple scam to we like this person.
Yeah.
Let's get this girl married off.
Mm-hmm.
She seems to dig him somewhat, or at least he's okay.
Yeah.
We'll get the money back in the long. I think it's a long range game. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
But it's getting your money.
Right.
Getting your money.
Yeah,
it's
always about
the way, or the bottom line is get your job number one is getting your money.
Possibly. Sure. But I think their game has changed. So anyway, so this turns out this is very late at night. So I ask her what is she still doing up. She goes, "Our lights have gone off, and I'm finding it difficult to sleep." I go, "Do you usually sleep with the lights on?" She goes, "I sleep with the lights off, but the room is warm." Oh, it's Africa, it would be.
Mm-hmm.
I go, "Oh, that stinks." Or I go, "Were you just going to surf the web?" She goes, "I was hoping you would finish with your homework." I go, "Oh, did you miss me?" She goes, "Yes, I do always." I go, "That's sweet." So she smiles. I go, "Anything I can do to help you sleep?" "What homework was it?" I go, "Subtraction and spelling words." She goes, "Tell me an interesting story." I go, "About what?" "Anything interesting you choose. If you want," I go, "You want me to just make up a story?" She goes, "Okay, tell me a bedtime story." Again, this is so freaking weird.
But
but
the thing about it is that you're sitting here on our show. She's on the chat.
She's on her show.
Yeah. But because like I said, we got their job, they got yours. And on an emotional connection, now let's look at an emotional connection.
Yeah.
You're sitting here with us in the middle of our show.
I got tears in my eyes.
Right. You know, in this emotional connection, in the middle of our show, isn't that a replay? It's a live show right now, and you're getting into this on an emotional connection. She, at that point in time, was sitting there with other scammers doing their thing, where these guys are the other people that they're with are scamming, and there she is in an emotional connection with you.
Mm-hmm.
It is a human element.
And this is
what my friend always tells me.
And listen, scammers have fallen for marks. It's happened.
Because they're
people.
Exactly. That's my point as well.
And that's what a lot of anti-scam baiters don't realize. These are people on the other end.
Yeah.
And me and this person have spent hours talking. And I've run them through the gamut. And I got more ahead. I've run them through the gamut. It makes business sense to cut me.
It does.
All right, let's go on. She goes, she wants me to tell her bedtime story. I go, "My bedtime stories end with you naked." She goes,
"Oh." Creep.
Hey now.
She goes, "Is that all you have?" I go, "Well, it's not all."
Is that all you got?
Sorry.
What am I, Kumian? That's how I have to wine and dine all my girls? It's sleepy time.
Is that all you got?
I go,
you a talent coordinator? Jesus Christ.
I go, "Well, it's not like I have a bunch of these written down." She goes, "Okay." She goes, "Don't you tell your kid bedtime stories?" Now they got the 6-year-old scamming me. I go, "Okay." I go, "Just close your eyes and dream a dream. A dream where wishes come true. A dream where you can ride a Pegasus or be a princess. Where you can chase a shooting star and fly to Jupiter. Dream where there are always hugs to hold you tight. To make you feel loved. Dream a dream where you will eat ice cream for dinner and the streets are lined with lollipop trees. Dream a dream where you are
loved." You
grab
your kid's book on this one.
No, I
you
made this
it.
Up. I made
you
this
made
up.
This up.
You're missing your call.
Off the top of my head.
You should write kids' books.
Really?
Dream a dream where it all works out. Dream a dream that tomorrow is always exciting and yesterday always went just right.
Wow.
I go, "Dream a dream that tonight is the first step to forever, and forever is always better than the best dream." I go, "That's what I got off the top of my head. Hope it was not terrible." That's what I came up with off the top of my head.
damn, boy.
She goes, wow, that's sweet. I guess I should just close my eyes then. I go, I guess so.
She's back on, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, hey. Well, he's got game. It's children's books, but he's got game.
I go, I guess I'm not used to writing bedtime stories or sweet wishes, but for you, I will try anything once. She
that's
smiles.
Nice.
She goes, hun, I'm feeling sleepy. Good night, sweet dreams. She says, love you with a heart. I go, good night, sweet dreams. And did I tell her I loved her? I don't know if I told her I loved her.
Did you?
No, not that. So that is that. We got to get out of here in a second. Quick, anything I need to know about the chat?
I just got thrown offline, and so I was saying, I'm just back. I'm back, kids. Right in time to close the show.
Oh.
But, no, they were, let's see what they were saying here.
Real quick.
They're saying good show, actually.
Well, okay, thank you.
Yeah. Tom says, oh, sure, I show up and everything turns to shit.
That's the way it goes, Tom. We're just happy you're here.
Yes. Interesting. I really like your little bedtime story.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
I seriously thought of that off the top of my head.
That, truly, you have missed your calling.
Yeah.
Well, it ain't comedy. We know that.
Nobody's saying anything.
I said nothing.
Yeah. No, we're saying nothing.
No, I mean, I think it's up for debate what's going on here, but I think there's a connection. I think there's a connection, and I think this shows how dangerous this is.
We just have, you know, and they were kind of worried about you getting...
Worried about me.
Well, no, not worried about you. Were just
I'll be
saying,
fine,
you
kids.
Know, you're getting, like, getting emotionally...
But here's the
tugged.
Thing. But yes, I do. I put myself in this character
yes.
to make it work.
Yes.
And that's what you have to do to successfully scam bait.
Now,
you have to go all in. And if you've just been scammed, you can't go
you
all
can't
in.
You can't do it because I just spent about 3 minutes going over with him how he is getting emotionally connected. He knows what he's doing. We're doing a scam thing. We're doing a show. However, if you're a person that is emotionally connected, it's dangerous, flat out dangerous. This stuff is misleading because you're not realizing there's an end game. There's an end game to this. We know it because this is what we're doing, but if you're in an emotional state where you can't handle something like this, it's going to be devastating.
Absolutely. As somebody trying to do this after, you know, that like we were saying, that raw mm-hmm. emotional scarring, this would be re-traumatizing to get this close to somebody trying to do this.
Hey, look, on a personal level, there was a girl that I love very much that I dated for about maybe a year, year and a half, 2 years, and she broke up with me, and I was devastated. Took me a year, and this was a legitimate relationship.
Right.
Took me a year mm-hmm. to oh, get yeah. emotionally.
And guys take longer to get over
yeah.
these things.
It took me yes. a year to emotionally get my marbles back
oh,
together again.
Yeah.
So
to the Joe Curry we have before.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.